This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, they take such good care of me here at Genesis Communications Network. They really do. Two engineers taking care of USAprepares.com, Nathan and Mackenzie. And thanks very much for being side by side with us as we broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We're delighted you're here with us. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us, U.S. Air Force Reserves retired. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, is it Monday? Opening line when John Reagan and I connect, usually 5 to 10 minutes before the broadcast, and one of us, mostly John, will say, first words out of his mouth, is it Monday already? It's great to be with you, Captain John Reagan, and I really do appreciate all the effort that you put into the research to explain to our broadcast classroom what's happening, why, and your sage opinions as to what it really means and what we need to do about it. Really appreciate it. I heard on the news, just as we were going live, that gas prices have dropped a nickel, 5 cents. $2.02 is the price in Oklahoma. $3.02 in San Francisco. And I did a quick look right here in Missouri. The lowest price available for regular gasoline at the pump, fully taxed, ready for your consumption class, is $1.87 in Missouri. That's the lowest price. That's hard to find it at that price. But typically, we can find it at $2.14. So gas prices have fallen a little bit. And I just wanted to share that, to connect those dots with what the news says. So, yeah, the news is probably accurate. Captain John Reagan, you've got a list, a fabulous list of topics to discuss today on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. And if you click on the news tab, class, you can click on resources for USA Prepares May 8th. An easy way to get there would be eze33.org, eze33.org. It'll take you to the same place and click on the news tab. John?
I tell you, I've got about 40 items up there for today, and of course, we're only going to be able to discuss a few of those. But I do want to point out, I do have an article for Government Smarts today. After World War III, it looks like to be cockroaches and the IRS. The IRS has a plan for going out and collecting taxes after the war.
You know, I mentioned that the state of Missouri is coming after me, USA Prepares. And I was talking with one of our instructors last night about this, and they're coming after me for non-payment or unpaid or their belief that we owe them sales tax. And it's not the case. We don't owe anything. And they keep telling us that if we file, it'd be good. Well, we do file. We have records. We have proof. And even when we go to the United States Postal Service, we pay extra for something called a proof of mailing. So it's stamped and it says that we filed. And so we have all the documentation, all the records. They're still coming after us. And one of the things that they've done is they make stuff up. And you've heard of cops planting evidence. You know that that's true, class. Well, what the state of Missouri does and has done is the Department of Revenue will make up taxes. They will say, well, you know, dance studios, we haven't taxed them. Let's go tax them. So they will conjure up a tax for dance lessons. Then they will go after the dance studios and say, you owe us sales tax that you haven't paid. And by the way, not only do you owe us for the tax, you owe us interest and penalties. And they slam these dance studios. And there is no tax on dance studios. So what happened is the Missouri House of Representatives decided they had it with the Department of Revenue, and they came up with a bill, and they passed the bill into law that says they can't do this kind of stuff. So here we have the state representatives, alleged representatives, clamping down on the Department of Revenue. So we're going to continue exposing who the Department of Revenue is. So, yeah. And when you talk about the IRS, yeah, they'll come after the last guy. They'll come after the last guy, even when there's just cockroaches left. It's disgraceful. So instead of working together to build our country strong, we've got these government minions. And these financial terrorists coming after people. And I really object to it. And I've got to come up with another name for these financial terrorists. But that's what they are. They are financial terrorists. And I'll come up with a name. I know. Excuse me. I've got it. Perverts. They're financial perverts. And they're twisted from the original meaning. So pervert is something that is not as originally intended. Okay? So these guys are financial perverts. I think it's fitting. And we'll just call them financial perverts from now on. So, John, I was talking with one of our instructors last night, and I said that, you know, it's not like they want to attach our farm. They want to put a levy on our farm for about $1,000 for unpaid taxes, which is something they don't deserve and they're never going to get. Well, I mentioned that because it's just me and I'm the entire corporation, I'm the board of directors, I'm the secretary, the treasurer, the CEO, I'm everybody. Because it's me, I am going to come out swinging and no holds barred. Absolutely no holes barred, because they're not coming after my wife. They're not coming after my children. This time they're just coming after me. So I don't have to play nice. I don't have to. I can just be me, as mean as I want, because it's just me. And I told the family, I said, get ready, because that's what I'm doing. I am going to expose these thugs for all the criminality that they deserve. I'm going to name their names, give out their cell phone numbers, give out their addresses. I'm going to talk about them. I'm going to put their pictures on the internet. They're going to get everything they deserve because they're out of control. And they're not just attacking me. They're attacking other people. So that's it. I just want to make sure that they fully understand. Here's what they're up against. Now, Sen Su would say, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't tell them what you're going to do. No, I'm going to tell them exactly what I'm going to do. Now, they have a chance to back down and play nice or get ready. Pick one. I don't care. Pick one. I haven't had a good fight in a long time. And this is a good one. Because this is at the highest levels of the state of Missouri. And by the way, class, if you hear that I committed suicide, it's not true. It's not true. John Reagan, back to you.
Well, I'll start off today with no snickering.
Yeah.
It was kind of a choice between that title or Mars on Fire.
Yeah.
Now, what happened is there was a big fire at the Mars candy plant in Waco. Now, the fire did not make it inside the building, but had it gone inside the building and done significant damage, the Snickers supply for North America probably would have disappeared for a while, because this is the plant that makes those. And these are normal times, so it's just one little thing can throw a kink in, you know, part of the supply chain. But your Snickers are okay. You can still go to the store and get them. But you may not have been aware you came that close to losing them.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned the supply chain. I wanted to buy, for the last couple of weeks, I wanted to buy something very simple. Very simple. 2 quarts of Rust-Oleum metal oil-based paint. I'm building this solar array, and we're cutting and welding and fabricating steel, and we're getting to the point where we need to paint the welds and actually paint the whole thing. And our house is made out of stone, kind of a grayish stone, grayish-whitish stone. It's limestone. And to make it match, the best color that I can find that's not custom would be this gray. So behind these solar panels, I want to paint this massive frame gray. I can't find gray paint. Now, I can find black, and I can find red, and I can find white, and I can find the brown Rust-Oleum rust color, but I can't find gray. So I looked all over, and I can order it. I can order it and have it shipped to, you know, a local Walmart, and they can have it in a couple of days. But why gray? Can't find gray in quartz made by Rust-Oleum? I mean, the staple in the industry of rust protection for metal? You can't find two quarts. I can't find one quart in gray. Nowhere. I've been to many of the Chinese factory outlets looking. And here's what they're doing. They are reducing the size of these hardware departments, if you want to call them that, where they have paint and you know, miscellaneous tools for the handy person in Walmart. They're reducing the size of the offerings. So you're absolutely right. And this is just one dot I'm connecting, that there are fewer choices. They're replacing them with play nice things like electronics and that kind of stuff. But we've got plenty of that. I just need some paint. So I guess I have to go to a different place, maybe Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that. But I'd rather pay less at Walmart. I really would for the same thing. But you're right. The supply chain is starting to show kinks in what's available to us. And I'm seeing it. And I'm concerned. And it's not just two quarts of paint. It's lots of things. Try going to Sears. Try going and looking at the Craftsman shelves and see and the racks and see how many of each they have. You're going to find fewer and fewer and fewer of whatever item it is you're looking for. You're also going to find fewer of whatever else you want to buy on the shelves. They might have just a couple. And you might need three. And they might have two. Take a look. Tell me if it's not just me. Are you seeing that kind of thing in your neck of the woods in Texas, John, as well?
I don't go to too many of the stores here, but there was an example a few months ago. I went into the Walmart, and I was coming up from the back of the store, passing the food section, and I noticed in the cereal aisle that those, at least the boxes that were near me, it looked like it was a full shelf. But once you got beyond what was in the front line, there was nothing behind them.
That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Very well put. Yeah, so the shelf might be 12 boxes deep, and it pulled all the way to the front are the first two boxes, and that's all there are. That's it, two. Maybe just one. So you think that there's more. Yeah, Mrs. Finelli and I wanted to buy... I had this desire for La Choy... sweet and sour chicken. Went to the Chinese factory outlet. Didn't have any sweet and sour La Choy chow mein type chicken in a can. Didn't have any. How's that possible? Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John, I want to put your mind at ease. You don't have to worry about the La Choy sweet and sour chicken. I've found it. Now, Walmart on their website has it for $2.98 a can, but I'd have to go about 60 miles to get it each way. So maybe 120 miles I can go get this sweet and sour chicken. But if I go to Amazon, I can have shipped to me three cans for $10. A little over $10 a can. $10.89 a can. $32.66 from Amazon. Three cans of La Choy sweet and sour chicken with vegetables. That's a 42-ounce can. That's the can size can we typically get if we were to get this. Unbelievable. I'm seeing unbelievably high prices on the internet for certain things. I mean, just totally ridiculous. 10, 12, 15, 20 times what items should cost. I don't know if people just can't type prices in and they meant like $3.26 and it comes out $32.66. I don't know what they're doing, but I am seeing these supply chain, these holes in the supply chain. And it's kind of alarming to me. And because of that, I'm trying to make sure that we have the tools that we need going forward. So those things that you need, those spare parts and things, class, we are, as farmers, that's what we do. We make sure that we have the spare parts that are showstoppers. You know, those little things like the belts and the pulleys and, you know, the grease and the things that if you don't have it, you're out of business if you're a farmer. That's what we're making sure that we have. And we are trying to make sure that we're going to survive in the long run. So I just wanted to share that with you. John Regan, back to you.
Up next, end of the line. And yeah, this is a story from a tech guy. He has his own podcast studio and everything. So he's really up on protecting all the equipment in his house. And one evening he goes to bed and all of a sudden there's this beep. And between there and 2 a.m., he lost six UPSs. That's the battery backup that you plug your electronics into to protect them from surges and also give them a certain amount of lifespan after the power goes out so that you can either continue working or do an orderly shutdown. And it turns out that most of these were pretty much at the end of their life anyway. And in the final analysis, there actually had been a power surge that did go through the lines from the electric company. And these battery backups did their job properly. They gave up their life to protect the equipment. None of this equipment was damaged other than the UPSs. But it's, again, these are normal times, so he can just go down the store and pick up new ones. But the point is when you get these, they are constantly protecting your equipment, and you may not know anything has happened. Sooner or later, that battery is going to go out on you. At that point, you really need to make a decision. Do you buy another battery or do you buy a new UPS? But the second time around, when that battery goes, it's just time to buy a new UPS because you don't know everything that it's done for you. And the circuitry in there that does the protection from these power problems gets old and will fail. So, yeah. You know, like I said, general rule of thumb, might we be able to replace battery once, second time, replace the UPS. And if you know that you've had a lot of power problems during that first battery, it's probably just worth your while to get the new UPS. Since
The company that's in this, that's discussed in this article that you're talking about is APC, stands for American Power Conversion. I believe that they are the finest in UPS, which stands for Uninterruptible Power Systems or Power Sources. And back in the 1980s, when I had a position at the bank, I decided that I would standardize all of our banking equipment on one brand of uninterruptible power systems for the small devices, and I standardized on APC. Why? Because I called the engineers and I asked them lots and lots of questions. I'm talking about the guys who designed the systems. I had a lot of questions for them, and they had all the answers except one. There was one answer they couldn't give me, and I'll tell you what that was when we come back and why this is all germane to the discussion.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I think one of the things that USA Prepares does is we bring real life experiences to situations. So John was talking about the news and surge protection and uninterruptible power systems. And here's another dot that we're going to connect. So APC, American Power Conversion, is a company that I standardized, and I chose them as the manufacturer of my choice when I was in the banking environment. I figured they, based on my research, they had the best products for what I was trying to do. And we had our computer manufacturing company in Virginia. I even standardized as well on those products. And I said we would guarantee for 1 year against manufacturer's defects the computer if you connected it to a surge protector that we approved of. And we only approved of one. And you could get them for $17 or $14 or $13 back then. And it was made by APC. So we knew that they were the best, and they were the only ones that really we could feel confident would protect the computer equipment from lightning strikes and other surges. Well, here's the answer. So American power conversion, when I talked to the engineers, I had lots of questions. And one of the questions was this, downstream. So let's say you have in your house, you have an outlet. Or several outlets that come from your breaker panel, and they go into bedroom number one, and then that circuit continues on into bedroom number two. Now, if you have a surge protector plugged into bedroom number one, and a surge comes in, travels through the circuit breaker panel into bedroom number one, is bedroom number two protected, even though there's no surge protector in bedroom number two? Is if you just have a clock radio or a stereo or something plugged into a regular wall outlet in bedroom number two, is it protected at all because it's on the same circuit, but upstream from that circuit is a surge protector? Is it protected at all? And they said, wow, no one's ever asked us that question before. So they said, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to you. We're going to go to the lab and we're going to find out. And this is back in the mid-1980s. Now, the company just started in 1981. So they were a brand new company. They hadn't even sold their stock yet, which they made available in 1986. But they called me back. The engineer called me back and he said, you know what? It works. It absolutely works. But there's a 75-volt delta between the protection that you get if the equipment's plugged into our surge protector versus downstream. So 75 volts more gets let through. So it's not quite as good, but it's better than nothing. Actually, it kind of works. So I just wanted to share that with you. So, and the other thing I want to share with you is John Reagan's absolutely right. The electronics in these backups and surge protectors wear out. Why? Because they have something called a metal oxide varistor in them, MOV. And what happens is you get these little surges. Typically, on American power conversion equipment, it will let through under 330 volts. So if you have it plugged in, you will be attenuated 330 volts, or it will let 330 volts in, and less, but not more. So the big voltage spikes are the ones you want to stop, but they're persistent. They just keep showing up, boom, 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 like a lot, and they take their toll on the electronics, these non-moving electronic parts, especially the metal oxide varistors. And after a while, that toll destroys them. So they wear out. They literally wear out. Even though there are no moving parts, even though there's no oil leaking on the floor, even though you don't see any spattering of electronics or burn marks, they still wear out. And the capacitors wear out as well. And typically, capacitors last about 7 to 10 years in these electronic devices. So that's why we keep replacing motherboards and computers and so forth, because of these electrolytic capacitors that just don't have a really good lifespan. More than 10 years. So I just want to share that with you. Those are a couple of thoughts about what you said with American power conversion and surge protection and UPSs. And, of course, the batteries, they don't last very long. And what I've done, just so you know, and it's dangerous, I took out the gel cell battery and I put in a deep cycle battery in my UPS. I have like a huge UPS made by American Power Conversion. But the problem is, after about 2 years, the batteries seem to off-gas too much gas, and it makes them prone to explosion. And we've had two explosions as a result of off-gassing and lightning outside. So off-gassing, lightning outside the window of the studio, the lightning lights up the hydrogen gas, and boom, two explosions in the studio. So I know what that's like. I don't do that anymore. That's my thoughts on uninterruptible power. And you're right on the money, John. Thank you.
And then there's a call. John, can you do the show today?
Because there was sulfuric acid all over the studio. And let me tell you what. When that thing went off, it sounded like an M80 or a couple cherry bombs simultaneously going off in the studio. Boom. And there was sulfuric acid fumes everywhere. And I had to put on a respirator and a suit and mop it up and open the window for days. It was a mess, absolute mess. So I don't recommend that you put a lead acid battery in the house, where if it can explode, it might. And what did I do? You know, to protect us from that, You know, Vinny's thinking, I know what to do. I'll just put it in one of those plastic battery boxes, those boat battery boxes with the vents on it. So if anything happens, there's a little spill, it'll all be self-contained. Well, it blew the lid off that box. It blew the top off the battery. It blew the caps. And when I say blew the top off the battery, I'm not just talking about just the, you know, the fill caps. I'm talking it blew the plastic case apart. And you could see the lead plates. I mean, it was a mess. It really was a mess. So everything could be fine, and you have the hydrogen gas trapped in this small case, and you don't need much. If you have the amount that would fill a coffee cup with hydrogen gas, that's enough. That's enough to blow that battery to bits. How do I know? I saw it. I saw the results. So be really careful if you do that. And if I were to do that again, I would have the battery in a place where if it did blow up, it'd be okay, and I would have plenty of ventilation around it, and I would not put it in a box. That's just my thought. Unless it's a pressure ventilated box that's way big enough to hold the explosion. But I've even read on the internet. You do a search on the internet, you can find out. You know, do Walmart lead acid batteries explode? Yeah, they do. They do. And so, please be careful if you entertain that.
Now, we've talked a lot about self-driving cars, and next up, Meet Otto, and those of you that have seen the spoof movie Airplane, there was an automatic pilot named Otto that would inflate and fly the plane. Well, this isn't a blow-up, but it's a portable robot, weighs about 33 pounds. The current prototype costs about $1,600 that you can place in a vehicle and make it a self-driving vehicle. So when it gets to the point where they're going to make the insurance payments too expensive for you to drive yourself, you'll be able to at least keep your old car for a little bit and upgrade to this automatic driver.
John, are you concerned about that? These vehicles that drive themselves, and not only that, how about having one of your self-driving vehicles stolen? Because you know there's discussion now about, well, we haven't regulated these mechanics, and we haven't licensed these mechanics, and we haven't certified these mechanics. So now we've got mechanics who can be induced to steal your car. And they can say, you know what, there's a really nice car at the corner of Vine and Mott Street. And tell you what, 3 o'clock a.m., let's just we'll have that car come over to us. We'll have it start itself up, drive over to us, we'll put it in the van, and send it over to the chop shop. All by itself. All we need
I
to
don't
do
see
is
that. Don't see that happening.
You don't?
Because you're going to have the vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-everything communications,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to know where everything is at all times.
Okay, so that car is going to tell you on your cell phone, listen, I'm going for a ride. Is that what we're saying?
No, there's anti-theft devices that already do that today. But every car will be plugged in to the communications grid at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about like right now. That V2V is not fully operational, right? They're working on it, but it's not fully there. You got to have more vehicles that communicate with each other for that to work, right? And there are a few of us who are still driving old clunkers like me.
It's still going to be communicating in order to get the information it needs to navigate the roadways.
Okay. Yeah, good point. All right. What's next?
Came across an interesting article, Dome on the Range is what I called it. You're familiar with this outfit down in Italy, yeah. Texas.
Yeah, monolithic. Delirious. Johnny Delirious has been on the air with us, and he's in the sales area of Monolithic Domes. Yeah, he's been to the expo. He's been on the air. Yeah, he's a good guy. So they made the news. Home Sweet Dome, monolithic houses.
And this is the Daily Mail in the UK, mm-hmm. so they made it international news. And if you do drive I-35 and you do see that caterpillar that is pictured in the article, it's a series of about seven domes that are painted different colors. And it's, you know, made me think of Johnny. And it is, you know, one of the better, you know, buildings that you can have for yourself, especially in terms of thinking about tornadoes, which we've had quite a few of lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Johnny was talking about this monolithic dome, and he said what they do is they inflate like a huge balloon. And or they erect some steel, and then they inflate a balloon, and they spray concrete against the balloon, then they, from the inside, the balloon's on the inside, then they take out the balloon, and they keep spraying more and more concrete, and it becomes more and more layers than the insulated. And he says it's really nice because the heating bill is very low, and he actually he told me that they took a 30-06 and they shot one of these monolithic houses, and to see what would happen, you know, with a 30 caliber high powered cartridge out of a rifle, and it just, you know, put a chip in it. So they just touched it up with a little bit of paint. You do that in a standard neighborhood and it'll go through seven houses, right? Yep. But monolithic, great, great way to go. If you're okay with living under a shell and round.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Bob in Michigan, you're on with Captain John Reagan. Welcome.
Hi. You were talking about the UPS power supplies and, circuit breakers, so forth. Are you, do you know about this Home Power magazine?
Tell us about it.
Well, I've been acquainted with it for a long time. That's what it's called, Home Power Magazine. You can look it up online. And they cover just about everything you want to know as far as alternative energy and sources.
Yes.
They're very good. In fact, I've got a videotape of batteries, this battery room that the, I think his name was Richard something. I don't remember exactly what it was, but he showed how he had his batteries set up with controls and, they constantly monitor and keep the batteries at their peak performance. So it's a lot of good information on their.
I've brought it up on the on my PC in front of me. It's interesting. They've got hydronic solar. They've got wind. They have micro hydro solar electricity. I'm going to give them a call and see if I can get someone on the air with us from Home Power.
Yeah, that'd be great. They've got a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've been working on here at the farm is off-grid expansion. So we have all the solar panels we need. We have all the batteries we need. We have the charge controllers. We have the inverter. We have everything that we need. And right now I'm fabricating a rack to hold all these solar panels. And it involves a little bit of engineering. And I just may even... I've been taking some photos of this in process and how I came up with the angles that were aiming at the sun, the direction, the type of rack, and as a frugal guy, and I know Bob, you're frugal as well, and John Reagan, all of us here at USA Prepares are frugal. I wanted to do it as inexpensively but as well as possible. So it involved involved buying some tools, like a chop saw. I didn't have one of those to cut metal, a 14-inch chop saw. I found one at a good price. I found a used welder, a Lincoln welder, a MIG welder. Got that at way below half price. And I refused to pay sales tax on things new, so I buy them used. And so I've got this fabrication and got the prototype done. It's about half built. And so a couple more days and we'll have it fully built. I'm putting in the piers. I've got the concrete to do it, you know, the bags of sackcrete or quickcrete. And I've got the tubes to form them. And I've got the auger to drill the holes. I bought all, you know, everything used except for the concrete. And it's gonna work. So I'll probably put some pictures up and show you how I've done it. But maybe even Home Power might be interested, because it's an interesting design, a little different from what most people are doing.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, or you'll find a lot of information probably through their magazine. They've been around a long time. Exactly what you're doing there. Maybe they'll have some tips too for the fabric.
We found out how and why and where to purchase the materials at way lower cost than is typically available. Way, way, way lower. And I've been working with one of our listeners who has become an instructor, same as Bruce Kay. And although he and I have never met, we came up with very much the same solution, the same kind of panels, the same batteries, and pretty much the same design. I'm doing more fabrication. He's also a farmer and electrical engineer. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy. He's been on the air with us. And so we're going to share some of our secrets, maybe even some of our bruises with the class as to what...
Yeah.
I'm full of bruises. I used to be like 6'2", and now I'm 5'7", so I got a lot of bruises.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, thanks so much.
All right.
Thanks, and I'll be in touch with Home Power. I'm going to call him right now, during the break. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.